fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with our third hour on Thursday. It is Thursday, the first day of July. The year is half over. We're hoping that Steve Hunt will join us. He hasn't yet. In the meantime, we will have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. Our world has changed dramatically these past 18 months. I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise, unless something changes. I don't anticipate anything changing. Last February, and I, like I'm sure most of you, saw the very scary videos coming out of China. The man walking down the street falls down face first, bleeds out, and dies from the coronavirus. I've looked at those videos more carefully since then, and I can see where the man catches himself. He holds his hands out just below waist level. It took some practice to do this, because you're falling face first on concrete, you can have some pretty serious injuries, to say the least. But he holds his hands out at the last moment to catch himself from hitting full force on the concrete. It was staged. Of course it was staged. That's a given. It was staged. We had a lot of concern. I was concerned. I got back from my Caribbean cruise. I made sure I had all the protective gear that I would need if this thing was real. Tyvek suits and masks and gloves and all that kind of stuff. I made sure I had all that. And I even made a little kit to keep in my car in case I needed it with some protective equipment. Because at the beginning, we simply didn't know. But by March, and I was saying this on my show, you can listen to the archives. By March, I was saying, how come Americans aren't walking down the street, falling face down, and dying from the COVID? How come, of course, we called it the coronavirus at the time, didn't we? How come that wasn't happening? It never has happened, by the way. Never has happened. That's because it didn't happen in China either, except the make-believe theatrics that they were staging there for our consumption. The doors and windows being welded to shut of apartment buildings. towns in China, creating roadblocks so nobody could get into their village and contaminate them. It was all very scary, and it was meant to be scary. That was the intent, was to scare us and keep scaring us. Then we had a 14-year-old young lady. At the time, she was a freshman in high school. Now she's a sophomore. 14-year-old young woman wrote a term paper about how people could protect themselves from a virus by being 6 feet apart, social distancing. Her father was connected, or is connected, to the National Health Service. He looked at this term paper and said, "We need to make this national policy." The thoughts of my 14-year-old daughter, and it became national policy with no scientific basis whatsoever, none whatsoever. Wearing these masks. Now, we've had very high-level, well-qualified scientists and doctors saying it not only does it not help, it makes things worse. That's what the masks do. But that became national policy also. It's still national policy to fly on these planes. They're levying very serious fines and even the possibility of jail time for people who don't wear a mask on a commercial airline flight. Well, I'm not going to be flying any commercial airline flights. That's not going to happen. They can keep their damn airplanes as far as I'm concerned. And after October, I won't be flying anyway, because I'm not going to get the real ID in my driver's license, which becomes a nationwide mandate in October of this year. In Missouri, we're offered the option of getting or not getting the real ID on our driver's license. I'll be renewing my driver's license here shortly. I'm going to opt out. I'm not going to get the real ID. If I get a letter to go to federal jury duty, they won't let me in a courthouse, because I won't have real ID after October. How about that? I won't be allowed into a military base without real ID. I don't believe they're going to include the post office. If they do, that would create some problems, to say the least. Of course, the post office is not officially a government agency anymore. It's kind of a quasi-government. They got their feet in both venues, the private sector and the public sector. So here we are, a year and a half into our world being changed. The destruction, absolute destruction of many parts of our economy, food and beverage industry, travel industry, the hospitality industry. Many businesses closed and will never open again. I know locally, but the restaurants are open again. Nobody's wearing a mask. And for much of this past year and a half, nobody wore a mask anyway in my community, in Crawford County, Missouri. The health department did mandate tables being separated. They had to do that to keep their business license, but nobody wore a mask. Well, I should amend that. There were a few that, out of fear and ignorance, were wearing a mask. I rarely see it anymore. Typically, if I do, I know they're not from around here. I meet my friend Tom Berryhill at the local truck stop there in Cuba, Missouri, and we can always tell the people who aren't local who walk in the restroom because they're wearing a mask. I heard President Trump mentioning that Nancy Pelosi wore the biggest mask he'd ever seen, covering up all her face except for her eyes. That's pretty funny. Now, these mask mandates are an example of exercising control, is what they are. That's exactly what they are, exercising control. And a Chinese billionaire is now being quoted as saying he expects, from his private sources, another coronavirus of some sort to be released around the end of summer. There's several things coming up around the Labor Day that are being pointed out. The possibility of President Trump being restored to office around Labor Day. The possibility of a new virus being released around Labor Day or shortly after. possibility of open warfare with Russia and China in 3 to 6 months. This summer, this which is basically the next 8 weeks or so, I guess summer goes till the fall equinox, which would be about 12 weeks. This summer may be the last somewhat normal summer we ever see the rest of our lives. That possibility exists. I'm going to enjoy every moment of it. I'll be doing my show here every day, of course. And I'll get my Triumph TR6. I'll get it out of the garage and drive it on nice days. My motorcycle, the same thing. Visit with my friends. Oh, I should mention tonight, we got a J.R. Moore radio show meetup at Rolla, Missouri. We'll be getting together at 5 p.m. at the Benton Square restaurant there in Rolla, Missouri, and enjoy camaraderie and a meal together and discussion that goes until 7 o'clock. And it's open to the public, doesn't cost anything. Buying a meal is optional. It's your choice. You can sit there and have a glass of water if you want, or enjoy a meal or a cup of coffee or iced tea or whatever you want to do. Now, that's this evening, July the 1st, at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla, Missouri. I'll be there, yes, I will be there. It's one of the things I learned when I was in combat in Vietnam is that no matter how bad things are, you still want to have and plan for a future. And we all the guys I was with, everybody did that. We all did that. The older guys, and of course, older guys were 24 and 25 years old. And of course, the senior NCOs and the officers, these are men in their 30s and 40s and even their 50s. We had one of the guys in my outfit in Vietnam was in the French Foreign Legion in Vietnam. Only, it would have been about 10 or 12 years before. And he was stationed in the same town that he's with the French Foreign Legion in. And he was a great guy because he knew everybody. He knew all the locals and where the best places to go were for restaurants and so forth. And he was a great guy. But my buddies and I, we were planning for our lives with our girlfriends and wives. We were planning on going to school. We were planning the next car we were going to buy. That was a big part of my life back then. I knew I was going to college when I got out, so I was making plans for that. I knew I would have a professional career after the Army, so I had my Indian tailor in Vietnam there custom make some three nice suits and three nice sports coats that I could wear for my new professional life. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I knew it was going to happen, whatever that was going to be. And so we had hope, and we made plans, and we dealt with the combat. We dealt with the being shot at, and the rocket attacks, and the mortar attacks, and the booby traps, and all the things that we had to deal with in Vietnam. But we still had a hope for the future, and I want to encourage all of you to have hope for the future also. That's what I'm encouraging you to do. We got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Dave, yeah, good morning, John. You know, I was looking at all the events and things that happened, and it, you know, if I didn't know anything about the Bible and somebody said, hey, they're trying to introduce the mark, it's like, what more do we need than a protracted illness that keeps getting worse or may have even another component to it, you know? There's that, and then, of course, there's the UFO disclosure that's been happening right on TV this month. It's very mild. Hey, we see these videos, you know? And, you know, I mean, there's great deception. And I discussed with someone, well, I told someone that basically what we're seeing is a huge amount of deception. Like, there's been deceptions in the past. It's been going for a long time. I mean, and you even mentioned it, hey, back even in Vietnam. They were lying about that. Now they're lying about things that the answers are right in front of our face. We can access the information, and we're not. And there seems to be a lot of demonic activity. I would call it people are in a trance. I have another comment, but did you want to respond?
Go ahead. go ahead. We don't. The break's still about 4 minutes away. Go ahead, Dave.
All right. Yeah. Well, then the other thing is that you know, I was talking to others about things, and if one of the big solutions that we should propose a solution, a way to deal with the upcoming infections. We're going to have Delta variant being spread around by vaccinated even more than the unvaccinated, apparently. We're going to have other variants, probably. Luc Montagnier is even doing studies on these people and saying, hey, I'm going to show that these people are little bioreactors. So somehow, you know, I mean, he knows what he's doing. So if we were, again, to promote something like hydroxychloroquine use, hard to get, how about ivermectin use? Widespread ivermectin use, it will probably help in the shedding, the spikes that we breathe in, John, when we go to the post office or the store, places where we need to go. It's going to help with future illnesses and the Delta variant probably in everything. That would that could squelch the spread of things by dropping the R naught of the virus spread. So, you know, I think it's hard to add anything to what Leonard said today. It was so good. And his review of Fauci's emails, he's really on top of this kind of stuff, and he has the background. But I think one thing we're missing are the solutions for us, you know, and for us means, yeah, if we could get 30, 50 million people to do this, that would be an accomplishment, and we would have an impact. If we get 1,000, 500, 300, it's going to make an impact in our own lives, maybe.
Absolutely. Well, every life we save is a worthwhile effort, isn't it, Dave?
Well, I don't know. I think, as it says in the scripture, people will be asking for death. And a friend of mine said he saw some post of somebody in government, Gillibrand is her name. She's talking about, you know, streetcars melting from the heat in Oregon. I don't know what she was talking about.
But a streetcar,
you know, is she talking about the tire? What's she talking about? But anyway, so he's saying, you know, give me a cyanide tablet. But you see, he's joking about that. He's joking about, but he doesn't, I mean, obviously there's something going on with the weather, whether it's manipulated or what. You know, and we have to recognize that people, if we're in this prophetic time frame, if we are, then people are going to be seeking death. And so, you know, and I think as Dr. Deagle said, the living will be envious of the dead. So, I mean, this is all just scary talk, but I can see it happening. I mean, do you really feel comfortable with all the lies that are being spread around, and the environment we live in today is incredible?
Well, I've learned
in the last 2 years, it's changed, turned a corner big time. Yeah.
Well, what I've learned, Dave, is that that's the world we live in. I don't like it, and it's somewhat like living in the Matrix. You know, you've seen one or more of those films, I hope. But
yeah,
you know, there's people who are awake and know that they're in the Matrix, while most people don't know they're in the Matrix, and that's my reality. How about you?
Yes, and to wake them up, they may see. I mean, as your host in the first hour said, he's there. I can't even hardly talk to people about my ideas. And what he's doing is he's using a social contract with people. He's basically saying, you know, what will you accept, and what can I say that you will accept? Because if they are going to reject him and reject him totally, he can't say anything. But yeah, people are living in a matrix. They may wake up at some point. That's all for now.
Okay.
I don't know.
Anything else, Dave?
I don't know. You can hold me over if you want.
Okay, we'll hold you over. We got a break. You'll think of something.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on my feet. Got to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Very nice 4th of July sale going on until midnight, Monday, the 5th of July. Check it out. The more units you get, the more you save. Dave, you still with us? Do you have a new thought for us?
Did you hear the news about the insurrection at the White House? 500 climate collapse people shut it down. Lock the doors.
Are you making a joke or is it serious?
No, it's on Mike Adams' website. Take a look at his article later on. Yeah, it didn't make the news. This insurrection.
It is. Yeah, it's just posted. It's been posted very recently. Oh, it's got yesterday's date. Insurrection in White House earns zero hysteria from left wing media. No AOC. Freak out, no accusations of domestic terrorism. So is there any photographs or video of this mess?
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
Go ahead.
What has occurred to me is, After these audits are all over and everything, we may find out that there was indeed an insurrection on January 6th. You know, they shortcutted the procedure of looking at the alternative electors that day. That was done by the government, by people in the government. We're talking about Mike Pence and all the people that were in Congress that day. And that could therefore amount to an insurrection. Right. That is. Right. You see, what they're telling is they're saying, no, you guys did an insurrection as they did an insurrection at the same time. This is a tricky way these snakes work.
It is. It is. You're right.
And you've seen it before. Yeah. But I don't hear many people even mentioning it. So I thought I'd.
OK. Well, thank you, Dave. We appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Hello.
Go ahead, Charlie. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, how you doing? I just wanted to make a comment about their last caller there. I guess it was Dave. Right. He made a comment about that people would be asking for death and they couldn't die. I was watching, listening to an interview with a psychiatrist yesterday, and he had a patient that had come to him who had a COVID shot. And she was saying that she just didn't feel like she could herself. And she didn't like it. She couldn't escape that feeling. And it was, basically she said it was driving her crazy. And he hypnotized her. And this is a real psychologist or a psychiatrist. Right. I can't remember, but he was a qualified man. He hypnotized her, and he said what he found was that her real personality was hidden, trapped inside her other personality. It's like another personality was created over top of her personality, and that this other personality was like hidden inside there, and it was being blocked. And he believes it was the COVID shot or whatever's in there that has caused this blockage. He doesn't know whether it's because of, and he speculates that it may have something to do with the, in the future that they're going to be having to do how these things can interact with the 5G, you know, and the electronic stuff. Right. And so that was his concern, and he believes that this may be, you know, something that's going to occur. Also, he was making a comment about the federal, some federal buildings being locked. There's been reports from people out of Washington, D.C. for weeks now that a lot of the federal buildings have been, are closed. And they don't know why, but a lot of them are locked up. And we don't know why, but it seems to be what's going on up there. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Okay, thanks for the call. Your call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I haven't looked into this myself, so I don't know. Here's a post on Reddit claiming the FBI headquarters is locked down. And maybe somebody needs to look into that. I can't do it while I'm on air. But if federal offices are locked down and barricaded and closed in Washington, D.C., that's a serious matter. Okay, I heard a strange tone there, but I guess that's not a problem. Okay, here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, @hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the first day of July. This is a 24 minutes I look forward to every week. We talk about the Energy Cleaner for 24 minutes. And we have my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, who's struggling, just like Ford Motor Company, to get computer chips. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, John. Good morning. Yes, the computer chips are in very short supply. Very, very difficult to get.
Yeah. Ford Motor Company cut back on their production of F-150 pickup trucks, the most popular pickup truck ever made, dramatically. And you've been struggling, but we're getting some production out here and moving forward. We like to begin these discussions with you giving us our disclaimer. Go ahead, sir.
That's right, John. We are not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Okay. All right. And Well, this is the whole country is suffering from shortages due to ships not offloading product in Long Beach there. Now the chips come from Taiwan, which is not communist China, but we don't know exact or do we? Do we know the details? Why?
I don't know, John. I think China would like to take over any chip production in Taiwan. I think they'd like to get their grips on that. They got everything else. They may as well try to grab that too. It's very difficult right now. So I am on three different lists to get these things. And when it comes down to my turn, I don't have a lot of clout because I'm a one-man show. And I've been bumped several times because somebody else had more pull and they got the chips. There was a supplier just yesterday, and I was going to find out late last night, if I would, if I'd be able to get my share. And it turns out that somebody right before me bought the entire lot. So now their inventory is zero on that particular part. And some of the parts I've received, they have the same basic CPU core, but the pinout, what's called the pinout, the footprint of the chip is different. And I've made the only saving thing for what we're doing here, John, with the energy cleaner is that when years ago I manufactured multi-layer circuit boards, and China took over that industry, and that was over 20 years ago. China took over that whole industry in North America, put everybody out of business. 3,600 plants, I don't think there's 150 left. And if they are in business, they are making military products. That's it. All of that went to China. So I'm even hearing from customers from many, many years ago, they were able to track me down and wanted to know if I could still make the printed circuits for them. And I just kind of laughed and said, no. Forget it. I make them for my own products, and that's it. But that was the smartest thing I ever did, was to keep some of those core machine tools and certain equipment that I would need to produce those printed circuits on a small scale for the products that I design and make. And that has been a blessing, John, because otherwise you'd be waiting to get everybody would be waiting to get the printed circuits out of China and the chips out of Taiwan and so on. Right now, I just have to worry about the chips. The printed circuits, I have enough of that laminate, the copper-coated laminate, at least for the energy cleaner, probably to last a lifetime. I'm estimating with what I have on hand, on the bare printed circuit. Now, that's just the board, the green board that has all the squiggly lines on it. I have enough of that stock on hand to make up over 100,000 of those boards. So I'm not worried about that at this time. But these chips, I don't know how long this is going to continue on. But if it's a problem to make the energy cleaner, what's happening with our defense systems? What are they doing? That's a good question.
Tom, we got a caller and holder. We got my friend Professor McCanning with us. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, John. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay. I was listening with interest on this discussion because it's something that everybody deals with, but most people don't understand that the majority of things today that you buy are made in China. Just about everything. And just a second.
Okay. Hello, Jim. Well, it sounded like there was somebody with a circle saw in the background. Okay, Professor McCanny's gone. Well, maybe he'll call back. Well, that's a very true statement, Tom, isn't it, that much of what we buy is made in China, isn't it, sir?
Well, it really is. Most everything, especially if it's electronic-based. The energy cleaner, though, is made here in the States, in Missouri. And, John, I have enough materials, raw materials on hand. I have thermoforming equipment, and I mold the plastic cases myself. I do purchase a lot of the component parts, but most of them are made in U.S., in the USA. Right. And I can't, yeah, and I have a machine shop, so if I had to actually make some of those mechanical-type parts myself from raw materials, I could. I've always tried to plan for the future. Many people, well, you know, like on Wall Street, they think out 90 days. They think, you know, every quarter, sometimes right. year over year. But I think out 5 years ahead, at least, and try to plan for that. And but I have to tell you, this chip thing caught me off guard. I would have never thought that could have happened, but it did. And I think we're just beginning to see what's happening with that. I think it's going to continue.
Tom, Professor McCanny's back. Jim, you want to finish your comment, sir?
Oh, yeah. Well, just to comment on what Tom is talking about there, vast majority of anything you buy is from China. People don't realize that. If you look, I don't care what it is. It's majority of things are made in China, and very, very little is made in the U.S. And it is a security question for the U.S. military is who's making all of this stuff. But anyway, that's not what I called in for. I'll let you get back to that in a minute. But the reason I called in, we're heading into July 4th, and they're going to try and weaponize this to try and divide the country. And this idea that all whites are against all blacks, you know, John, your and my ancestors came into this country long after anything. We had absolutely nothing ever to do with slavery or suppression of blacks or anything else. If you're like me, you grow up in a poor environment, you know, and you and I got to where we are because we worked hard. And so we were not given any golden spoon. But the reality is the vast majority of Americans had nothing to do with slavery. And to pit this against everything, the national anthem or the flag or the white population, is absurd. And so as we move into the 4th of July, just be aware that the news media, the woke community, and certain vocal actors, just put it that way, are going to try and promote this idea that oppression of the blacks is due to the whites. And it's just simply not true. And the vast majority of Americans are very good people, both, you know, in this idea that I saw David Webb on an interview the other day, where the interviewer was a woman, black woman, and she accused him of white privilege. And he goes, excuse me, I'm black. And she didn't know that. She just thought because of the way he was talking, he must be white.
Right.
It's very bizarre. But that's the extent of the wokeness and that narrative. Anyway, what I just want to say is as we move into the 4th of July, what we need is unity in this country and not this divisive racial story. Simply doesn't exist.
Absolutely, Jim. Well said. Anything else, sir?
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say because I'm just seeing this over and over again. And but also relative to what Tom is talking about, just to lead back into that, there have been four major fires, two in ports in China, one in a parking lot in China, and then this fire in Chicago with lithium-ion batteries. Somebody is targeting the lithium-ion battery industry with fires. And we've gone decades without any fire. All of a sudden, within the course of 1 week, there are four major fires in critical locations. Somebody is targeting these. So anyway, I'm just it goes along with what Tom is saying, to try and target industries, sabotage them, and the movement of all of these industries to China back, you know, we all saw that when that was happening, where companies would come in and buy out a company gut it, move everything to China, fire all the people, and not pay them anything of their retirement accounts, stealing their 401ks. It was brutal, and the government just let it happen. And right now, there's a lot going on behind the scenes, giving China more control over everything. But yeah, it's a big mess. But everything you buy in the U.S., I don't care what it is, probably parts of that, at least 80% of it, is coming from China.
Absolutely. Okay, Jim.
Well, so anyway, that's it, John. Thanks for giving me a few minutes of airtime.
Okay. Well, Tom, I'm running a 4th of July sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. That goes until midnight the 5th day of July. And when you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the sale price manually. My order takers don't have a clue about anything about the sale. Don't ask them about the sale. They'll be completely ignorant of the sale. And just go ahead and place your order online or mail me a check. If you mail a check, just make sure you do the correct dollar amount and that it's postmarked before midnight the 5th day of July. And once again, if you're placing your order, it was my order line. It's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Just go ahead and place your order. They'll charge it full price, and then I refund the difference manually. And, of course, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's what I do for me to you personally. It doesn't involve Tom and the other third party. That's my personal guarantee. And, Tom, we focus on two things. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir. That's it, John. And pain mitigation is a big one. Just look around in your everyday life when you're out in public. Look around. Look at the people that can barely walk, people walking with a cane, hunched over. A lot of those people can get some relief and get a lot of help by using the energy cleaner with helping with these pain issues. So
that's right.
It's a big thing in the tidal wave. I like to describe it, John, the tidal wave of baby boomers that have come on the scene now, and they, with just all types of health issues. We've been able to help quite a few of those people with pain issues, as well as others, many other issues that we're just really not allowed to openly talk about in this great country of ours.
Well,
because that's,
we can't.
Basically, a protected industry. The medical industry is somewhat protected, and we are not. They just don't want simple solutions for terrible diseases.
Well, they don't want solutions that they're not selling, is what they don't want. Yeah,
that's right.
The results people get from the energy cleaner, getting their life back, waking up pain free after a great night's sleep at night, like I do every morning. It's phenomenal, and we're helping literally thousands of people all over the world. We ship these every place except the Antarctic, and, of course, we got 3,000 men and women in McMurdo Station counting penguins and taking ice core samples because we all know it takes 3,000 men and women to do that. But there may be some energy cleaners down there. We simply don't know, do we, sir?
No, we don't know, but, of course, some of those people could have ordered in advance and brought it with them when they left the States to go to Antarctica. Who knows? There's probably some down there.
It very likely is. They tend to be very bright men and women that get those kind of assignments as scientists and doctors and so forth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner, here's what it's not. It is not a Rife frequency generator. It is not a TENS unit. It's entirely different technology. The energy cleaner puts out an electrostatic signal that goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. Tom likes to refer to it as being jumper cables for every cell in your body, which in effect it is. About the size of a cigar box, takes 9D as in delta, 9D cell, flashlight batteries, does not plug into the wall. That means it's completely safe. And no on-off switch, no gauges, no dials, simply one LED light that alternately flashes red or green, telling you two things. First of all, it's working. Second of all, it's changing polarity. and one place to plug in one wire. Hopefully that wire would be connected to the mattress pad that I offer for sale. And that's it. You just get your mattress pad, put it on the bed as you would any other mattress pad, plug it in the energy cleaner, make the bed with your sheets and quilts, blankets, whatever it might be, and sleep on it 8 hours a night. And that's what most people do, don't they, Tom?
That's right. Most people just set it up on the bed, they sleep on it, and they never do any, they go no further than that. And that's all it takes for most people. Many will choose to use it in the bathtub as well, and that's a great way to use this technology. It works quite well, and it's simple to do. Just hook onto a metal spoon. We say a spoon because everybody has one in their kitchen.
Hold that thought, Tom. Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll break back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the very first day of July. The year is half over. Well, Tom, we're helping hundreds of people, thousands of people over the years get their lives back with the energy cleaner, help them get past the arthritis pain, helping them to get the great night's sleep they haven't had since they were a child. And, of course, the gardeners. Let's not leave out the gardeners. This is a time of year people are hard at it with the both edibles and ornamental plants as well. And the Energy Cleaner helps with both, don't they, sir?
Yes, it really does, John. I want to finish my previous thought with the bathtub method. A metal spoon out of your kitchen. Everybody has a metal spoon in the kitchen. Clip onto that, no sharp edges. That's why we suggest the spoon. Hang that over the side of the tub. You hook the output cable from the Energy Cleaner to that spoon. The spoon just goes an inch or two into the water, the bath water, and you use that bathtub water. Make it comfortably warm. Stay in as long as you can. Half hour is fine. 45 minutes, something like that, and that helps quite a bit. That is one of the best ways to use this technology. If a person would do that a couple of times a week and sleep on it every night, I think they'd really, really see some changes in their health for the better. And then as far as gardening goes, John, if you want to start seeds or seedlings, you can simply use a metal shelf, or if you have a wooden shelf, roll out some aluminum foil or a piece of aluminum screen wire, connect the Energy Cleaner cable onto that, and just simply place your seedlings or the pots with the seeds in them, and just watch how fast they grow. They'll sprout. Those seeds will sprout. The seedlings will grow incredibly fast. You have to have your garden plot ready to put those in the ground, or you'll be caught off guard. If you have a hydroponic-type greenhouse, and we've set up several like this, John. They work exceptionally well. We simply stretch out some stainless steel wire, just some thin gauge. Doesn't have to be real big. We just use welding wire, a 300-series stainless steel welding wire, and stretch it out over the plant beds where they go into the media that they grow in, and then the solutions are pumped through there, the nutrients, and that keeps everything moist and conductive. And that wire right on the surface or right under the surface of that media will energize that whole plant bed and everything around it. It works quite well, and that is a good way to get some incredible production in a greenhouse. And I think this is a very, very important thing for people to pay attention to, John, because we don't know what the coming days are bringing, and food production may be of the utmost importance.
It certainly could be. It certainly could be. Well, Tom, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us. We got some great information out here about the Energy Cleaner and the sale. The sale is in effect right now. You want to get in on sale, just call my toll-free order line, and you get your Energy Cleaner. That's 800-592-9543. Tom, we'll see you in the morning. We'll talk about emergency communications.
I'll be ready. Thank you, John.
Okay. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your Energy Cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your oil, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.